Firstly, Shana Tovah, we have the Rosh Hashanah. And we're on Tzom Gedalia, we're on Daf Tet. Amitzir Daf Tet. The last line. So we said yesterday that according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? We said Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel with the story of the two things that he was told, namely what it was, with a rider and a guy leading an animal, which one is Koneh, which isn't Koneh. And the conclusion was of Rabbi Yehuda, right? That a rochev lechude lo kani. If you look in the middle of the Gemara, you'll find about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines down from the top of the Amud. It says, Shma mina rochev lechude lo kani, v'choshechein rochev mekob manig. So a rider on his own, he can't do kinyan, he's not good enough to do kinyan, and more so, if the guy's riding and there's somebody else leading the animal as well. Okay, that's a cause gate. Obviously, the rider on his own can't do a kinyan. Then if there's somebody else pulling him, he definitely can't do a kinyan because that guy will do the kinyan. Okay, that was the conclusion. So now the Gemara brings a brighter here to try and help Rabbi Yehuda on that principle that Rocheb lo Koneh. I don't know if it's such a successful attempt, but the Gemara brings an attempt. Toshma, got a brighter. Shnaim sheyu moshchin begamal umanigin bechamor. Right, two people, shnayim, shayu moshchin begamal, either pulling a camel, right, or manigin bechamor, or leading a donkey. Right, it appears that a donkey you sort of ride from behind, right, you hit it with a stick on its bum and it moves along, and a camel you pull it from the front. That's the idea, yeah. Right, or shaya echad moshech veechad manig, or one was pulling, and one was pushing or pulling, whatever, right? B'mida zot kanu. So the writer says, in this way, b'mida zot, right? If it's done in that form, there is a kinyan. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, b'mida zot, lekame mefaresh lemeute mai. The Gemara later on will say, what does it mean, b'mida zot? Now we understand, whenever the Gemara says, b'mida zot, in this way, it means to say in this way and not in another way, right? So Rashi tells us that the Gemara, and it's already in, I will see it just down, Amud, a little bit down, we'll see it soon. Right, so that's what the Tanakhama says. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo'olam lo kana, you don't have a kinyan when, other than, Ad shtei meshicha begamal v'hanaga b'chamor. So the Tanakhama seems to say, Shnaim shiyu moshchin begamal u'manin b'chamor, o she'echad moshech v'echad manig. It seems in the Tanakhama that you could do it either way. You could do Hanaga or Meshicha with a Gamal or a Chamor. The Buddha says, no. The only way to do it is, right, Meshicha with a Gamal, you pull with a camel, Vahanaga, when you lead and you whatever this Hanaga is, right? How do they translate Hanaga there, by the way, in English? Lead, right? Vahanaga b'chamor. The Gemara, but what's the proof for Rabbi Yehuda? We've got, so what's the real proof here? The Gemara says, Karani mihat, however. Even though we've learned that there's a machloket and Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, still we learn what? O shaya echad moshech vechad manhig, moshech umanhig in avarachuv lo. We see that the machloket Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is all about whether it's bahanaga or b'meshicha. But none of them mention rechiva. Riding doesn't feature. I'm not used to seeing Steve sitting on the end like that. I'm confused. Yeah, no. So, I thought I was in the wrong shear for a second. Okay. Right, so it says Vechad Manhig, Moshech Rat Aval Rachuv Lo. Right, so that seems to be proof that Rabbi Yehuda says that Rechiva Lo Kone. Right, because this bright doesn't mention Rechiva as one of the options. The Gemara says, no. Hu Adin, even Rechiva is the Din. It's a Dechir, yeah, we don't accept this as a proof. Hu Adin Dafil Rachuv. Even Rechuv would also be. So why isn't Rechuv mentioned in this Mishnah? Right? Vahad yiktani moshech u'manig la'afukem Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Is dafka to come and exclude the option of Rabbi Yehuda. La'afukem Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Da'amar ad shetehem meshicha begamal v'anaga b'chamor. Rabbi Yehuda said that with a gamal, there's a din in gamal and a din in chamor, that those have to be done a kinyan of meshicha or v'anaga, and therefore, right? The Tanakhama is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it has to be this. Tanakhama is saying, no, it can be with either one. You can do Meshicha or Hanaga. It's also good. That's why they left out Rechiva. But in actual fact, they even agree that Rechiva could also do a Kenyan. Right? So therefore, Kamashbalan, according to Tanakama, right? Kamashbalan, Dafilu Ibchenami Kani, when Rabbi Yehuda said that only a Gamal is Meshicha and a Chamor is Hanaga, Rabbi Tanakama says, no, even a Gamal can be Hanaga and a Chamor can be Meshicha, and that's what this Machlok is all about. Nothing to do with Rechiva whatsoever. My Evdel? As I understand it, one you're pulling the animal, and the other one you're pushing the animal from behind. I think that's what I understand Hanaga to be. Right? What else?
It's just the same thing.
That's right, right? Okay. So like a donkey, people don't really walk whole. Donkey's not an animal that you like lead. Donkey's animal like you like hitting all the time, and you're exactly hitting it all the time. It's like a donkey's like a, it's like a mezuzah sort of animal, you know? Like, it's not kavod for a donkey. You don't call a guy, you know, you want to give a guy a compliment. You don't say, you're behaving like a donkey. You know, it's not a compliment. I agree with you. It's a good point. Manny's right. It's the only trait animal that you do pigeon on, that you do like a pigeon up in. Right, which is interesting. So the question is, so why did this donkey become, it's a mezuzah? Don't know. Okay, good. It's a good question. If it's so simple, right, that you could do either way, we could have mixed it all up together. Why did the Brayta say, why did it say like this? It says, Shnayim hayu moshkin begamal umanigim lechamor. Oshayaze. Why don't we just say, bring it all together? We've seen this question before in the Gemara lots of times. And simplify the Brayta and say, Shnayim shayu moshkin umanigin. Two people who are either leading or pulling. Bein begamal, bein lechamor. Right? That would be more understandable if it was as simple as that. That either way could work. So Gemara said like this. No, we couldn't have said that. Why? Because ikat chad tzad delo kani. There is one way, we're not sure which one it is, that doesn't kone. Either a meshicha on a camel or a meshicha on a donkey or a hanaga on a camel on a donkey. Ikat ami meshicha b'chamor. Those who say that the meshicha b'chamor is the problem, ikat ami hanaga b'gamal, that the leading of a camel is the problem. Right? So therefore, it's not clear. There is a way. There is some problems with one of them. So we couldn't have said completely because it would imply that everybody agrees and not exactly consensus and all of that. So we had to write it separately so that we can keep things open. Okay, so that was how we saw the kashya over there from the ratio of the brighter. The Gemara says like this, v'itta motiv misayfa. And there is another way, right, of asking this question, right? Motiv is usually meshiv, right? It usually like gives an answer, right? But yeah, I think it means more like, or ask the question. But midazo kana, here comes what Rashi said we're going to speak about later on, right? Then this bride is bought for different reasons. We ask like this. But midazo, the Mishnah says, but midazo kana, in this way, according to this measure, you buy. But midazo limutamai, what does this mean coming to leave out? What is it coming to exclude? Right? Lav limutar achuv, isn't that the proof? Right? We're leaving out achuv, and this is how we prove Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That from the end of the Brayta, not from the first part of the Brayta. Lav limutar rachuv, are we coming here to exclude rachuv? That rachuv is not a derech of kinyan. And that is what Rabbi Yehuda was telling us in yesterday's Amud. The Gemara says, lo, no. Limutar ipcha. It's only coming here, limutar ipcha. In the other ways around. Okay, like we saw, so we go back to the same answer. And therefore, we can't prove from this over here that rachiva is not part of one of the options for kinyan. It was Iyachi Han Rabbi Yehuda. See, if you're telling me now that the whole to leave the other way around, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Le'olam lo kane ajte meshicha begama banaga bechamor," telling us over here, right? Because what was the Gemara's question? Itamoti misayfa b'binazo kana. What's it coming l'mamait? Only this way. In other words, shnayim shayu moshchim begama banaga bechamor, or shay echad moshech ve'echad manhig. It's saying only in this way. You can't do it in any other way. That's what's coming l'mamait. To switch it around. So the Gemara said, wait a second, if you're telling me lema'et ipcha, then that's Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who gave specific orders. Rabbi Yehuda said, lolam kane ad shete meshicha begamal b'hanaga b'chamor. You can't have meshicha b'chamor and hanaga b'gamal, right? That's lema'ita ipcha, to stop it the other way around. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's question. But if that's the case, right, iachi ha Rabbi Yehuda. We've got now Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakamo exactly the same. So if you tell me that the midah zo is limi'uta ipcha, to have it the other way around, and only to limit it to one direction, that one is for meshicha and one is for hanaga, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't, you've got to choose one spot. right? Now there is you can't say Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam have got an argument on one way. In other words, even Tanakam would agree that you've got to be particular that only one can do the kone, the kinyan, but there's a machloke, because Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam disagree on which is which, right? It amre meshicha b'chamor. Some say that meshicha b'chamor, that's their argument, right? And we know that Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, meshicha b'gamal. And therefore, Tanakam would say, no, you can't do Meshich also on a Chamor, right? Because Amri Hanagah B'Gamal. And others say, no, where Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, only Hanagah B'Chamor, Tanakam would agree also Hanagah B'Gamal. Okay, so that's why it's not clear. We can't, well, there is a difference between them. Okay, so the Gemara tries again. So now we brought up until now a proof, we try to bring a proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're bringing a brighter to disprove Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we couldn't prove Rabbi Yehuda, so now we're going to bring a brighter to prove that Rabbi Yehuda is wrong, that Rechiva is Kone. Okay, Toshma, Echad Rechuv. Chamor ve'echad tafus b'mosera. So one's driving, sitting on the this donkey, riding it, and one's holding its reins. Okay, holding its reins, the reins coming out of his mouth. Zekana chamor ve'zekana mosera. So what's it bright to say? The guy sitting on the donkey, he's cornered the donkey, and the guy holding the reins, he's cornered the reins. Okay, it's a nice split. It's like the chicken livers. I think I told you that story, right, about chicken and ox. 50-50, you know. The guy comes to orders chicken 50-50. He says, comes to the guy, says, listen, I can't really taste any chicken in this. He said, what do you mean? It's got chicken. He says, so the menu 50-50. He says, of course, one ox, one chicken, right? So the same idea, right? It's 50-50. This guy gets the donkey, this guy gets the reins. It's a fair split, right? Okay, I agree, it wasn't the best joke in the world. V'chad tofes v'masora. Right, zekanach or zekanamasora. Shma minah, says the Gemara, Rachuv Kani. Yeah, we see here that Rechiva is Kone. Right? Because, and this is opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. Hachinami, so the Gemara says, no. Why is it Kone there? It's not regular Rechiva. It's Hachinami, b'manhig baraglav. We saw yesterday, there was a difference that Bahanaga baraglav. He's cooking with his feet. There's not, where Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo Kone, it's just Rechiva, the guy sitting. Remember, he learned Rechiva from Yeshiva in the Karun. That was his proof yesterday. He says, no, that's a rechiva. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with this type of rechiva. Because it's not really rechiva. This is already hanaga. Right? So the Gemara, basically we can't prove against Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, like this, Yahi, nikni nami rechub mosera. So wait a second. If you're telling me now that this guy is... Now we're leaving Rabbi Yehuda for a second, and we're concentrating now on the issue at hand. He says, if you're telling me that this guy is kone, right, because... he is doing Hanagah Baraglav, and he's buying the whole story, then why doesn't he buy the Mosaira as well? The reins should be his as well. Because how do you ride a horse when you're a donkey? You hold on to everything, right? So even though somebody else is pulling, if we say that he's the one doing the Masay of Hanagah, then the Meshicha really isn't interest us, then it should be a Masay Kinyan on everything. You should buy the reins. Well, the reins at the end of the day are attached to the donkey, right? Look at Rashi, the nickname in Berochav Mesara. She Berosha Chamor. Shehu Tachshita Chamor Veke Chamor Dami. End of the day, this is battle to the Chamor. Exactly. There's no read for whatever. It becomes the Mosaira. If you're reading with your legs, this only becomes like basically just an adornment, right? Like a decoration on the donkey. And when you buy the donkey, you should buy everything as well. Right? In Berochav Mesara, Amos, the Gemara says, therefore, Amos Zekanach. So the Gemara accepts this, right? And wants to reword the brighter. So you know what? Let's read the bright like this. Not Zekana Chamor v'Zekana Mosera, but say rather Zekana Chamor v'Chatzi Mosera v'Zekana Chatzi Mosera. Okay? He gets half because that's like almost like a Mutal B'Safek, right? The donkey we agree he buys. But now we're going to Safek about the Mosera. Let's split the Mosera. Okay? That's a Sumchus, remember? Safek, Mamon B'Safek, Chokin, right? Same idea. Wait a second. Bishlam Rachuv Kani. I understand why you're telling me that the Rachuv gets the Mosera to Kemagvalei Ben Dad. Remember yesterday, Sugya? Yesterday, we learned yesterday that who was it who said Rava, right? It was Rava that said, Migod Zachi La Nafshei Zachi Gam Lechavrei. Right? Rava was the one who said that the Chirush of lift two people being of our Mishnah of Shnayin Ochsim Batalit is that as long as they both picked it up, each one was kone, a portion to himself, and because he was able to kone for himself, he could also kone for the other guy. And therefore he gets the other half, right? And it has to be a ben dat, not a cheresh. Remember we saw yesterday? A pikach and a cheresh. So what's a Gemara Savia? Yeah? Understand, and if the other guy was a cheresh, for example, we say even though he lifted it up, because he never had da'at, he was a mute, he never had da'at, so even though he lifted it up, it was as if he was still lying on the ground. And if he was still lying on the ground, there wasn't a proper hagba'ah. Because hagba'ah, you have to lift up all of it off the ground. There has to be a ma'aseh kinyan. So if the other guy, for all intents and purposes, is deemed as if he never lifted it up, then even my lifting up wasn't a proper lifting up. Okay? So that's, look over here. We apply that principle to here. He says, like this, Bishlom rachuv kani. Understand what the guy on the horse was kone. The magbela ben dat. Because the mosera, the reins, were lifted up by the other guy, and he was a ben dat. Therefore, bego the kane le nafshe, since he could buy it for himself, kane le chavre, I could buy it, me sitting on the donkey. Right? However, ele tafus b'moserai, but the guy who's holding the reins, b'may kani, where did he do a kinyan? He lifted up only the one half, his half. The other half, where's the other half? Attached to the donkey. There's been no kinyan. Hasn't been lifted up. There's been no hagba'ah. So if he only did a maaseh kinyan on one half, and the other half is attached to the donkey, it's as if it's on the ground. He didn't do a maaseh kinyan. The guy on the donkey's okay because the other guy lifted it up. But how's the other guy get it? Because no one lifted up the other half. You got it? Right? Look at Rashi there. Ela tafus b'moserai b'may kane. Right? Palga, how did he get his half? Valo rosha hasheni, the second half, munach b'mkomo, he's stuck in his place. Vagbat hefker lo kanye, and we said yesterday that when you lift up from hefker lo kanye ad akalukule. Remember, we said that we learned with halacha. We said that with mechach or memkar, you can do. You don't have to do a full kanye, but hefker. We saw there that a metzia and nichsei hager. Remember, we had a metzia or anything belong to the ger which was hefker has to have a proper kanye makunyan, right? So we haven't got it yet. It's a good question, right? So the Gemara says, you know what, you're right. And it changes the bright again. So now we read the bright like this. Toshma echad rachuv v'chamor v'echad tafus b'mosera ze kana chamor v'kulei mosera. He buys it all. V'ze kani she tafus b'yado. And the other guy only gets what's actually holding. Remember, we learned this as well 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Was it on Shabbos or Shira, I think? When was it we learned about, as long as the mitlit was big enough, like 3 by 3 fingers. Remember we said that if you picked it up, an amount, it was at least 3 by 3. But if it was mitnatek, remember we said it was if you, with the tofes, that's right. I think we had with the star, where there was the two guys were holding the star, and we said, ache magia yado. So long as he's holding 3 fingers amount, it's as if it's detached. And we asked the question on the get. We said, how come with the get it didn't work? If we gave a woman a get with a string attached to it, and we said, because a get, we needed kritut. Yeah. Remember that? Okay. But in this, we don't need kritut. Remember that? So here, he says he can keep that little bit on his finger. Whatever he grabs, the rest of it all goes to the other guy. So the Gemara is confused. The Gemara is the high mai. Well, what's going on here, really? I mean, what's going on, right? We've seen this question a few times. This high mai. Look at Rashi. The high mai. The ka'amart hagba'at tofes b'mosera lo havi hagba'a ledidei. Now we're saying on the one hand that his hagba'ah lifting up so isn't considered hagba'ah. Why? Because it's still attached to the horse, to the donkey. V'havi hagba'ah la'achrini, but it is good enough for the other guy. Afilo im timtzi lomar. Read this now into the Gemara. Rashi giving us the background. You said this half doesn't work because it's attached. You said this guy does work because the other guy's lifting it up. He says, Afilu, even if you want to say, Tim Tzilomar, now back in the Gemara, Hamagbia Metzia Lechaveiro Kana Chaveiro. Like we wanted to say yesterday, we lift it up for your friend. He is Kone for your friend. When does that apply? Hani Mili Echede Kamagbele Adate de Chavre. That's when he wanted to lift it up to give it to his friend. But yeah, when the guy lifted up the Mosai, he lifted up the what do you call them? The reins. Who's he intending to lift it up for? For himself. Not lifting it up for his friend. Mm-hmm. Right? He lifted it up here for himself. And you're saying now to me that he doesn't even get it because the other half wasn't lifted up. The guy sitting on the donkey can get it. Okay? Clear the question? Mm-hmm. Right. Right, that's a good question. How can you, what's going on? It doesn't make any sense. So Amar Rav Ashi, says as follows. You know what? Ze kana chamor. He now wants to change the bright and says, you know what, you're right. Ze kana chamor ubeit pagay. Pagay, right? That's a pagay. Look at Rabbi Chananel. You've all got it. Everybody's Gemara's. Rabbi Chananel, if you look on the left, it says there, he explains what bait, what pagay is. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. It says there, Perush, Pagay, Retzuot Shel Mosera. Right, it's the straps of this bridle. Not bridle, what, is it the bridle? Robert said bridle, before, it was called bridle. Hanotnot Al Lechia, right, Va'al Pedachta. The resin, right, the whole thing, over its face, etc. That's what in Hebrew, right? The resin, right, that's like this whole headgear.
Halter.
What's it?
Halter.
A halter. How did that translate, yeah?
Headstall.
Headstall. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. You can look at the picture. It's like a whole headgear. You know, the horse has this whole thing around his head, and it goes through the mouth, and that's how you basically, that's how beginners, by the way, steer the horse. And more advanced riders don't use that to steer the horse. Advanced riders use that just to control those in times of difficulty. They control those literally with their legs, with their feet. If you watch my son ride, you'll see that the reins are literally just loose all the time, and all the direction is how you sit and how you breathe with your feet. The whole control element is by your feet. You never pull. If you see a rider pulling with the reins, it's a very inexperienced rider. That's a very, very basic level of riding. Yeah. So that's why the Hanagah Barak Lav that the Gemara is talking about here, that's proper Hanagah. When you control the animal with your feet, it's slow and soft kickings into the feet and direction, how you breathe and the way that you sit and you turn your body. The truth be told is if you turn your head, the animal should feel it and know to turn. That's how you direct a horse when you're riding. Right. So he says, right, it takes about 10 years. Zeh kana chamor ubeit pagay, right? So he says, in the end, you get the chamor and the beit pagay. V'ha kana masha tafos b'yado. And look what he says, in order to agree to it. V'ha shar lo kana, lo zeh v'lo zeh. Okay? Because at the end of the day, there's no kinyan here. Because he picked up for himself, how can he makne to you? You hanging on to the horse, so therefore you get the part of the horse, because that's the decoration of the horse. But the rest of the stuff isn't kone. No one's done a kinyan. Right? Rabbi Abai doesn't agree. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Amar Lolam Kediktani. The brighter stays the same. We don't change the brighter. Rabbi Abai says in the brighter the same. Echad rachuv chamor vechatavus mosera. Zekana chamor vezekana mosera. He gets the horse and the donkey, and he gets the whole story. Right? And what's the reason for that? Hoyel vayachol natka ulahavia etzlo. He said because in reality he's holding on to the reins. What can he do? He can flip it like this, whip it up, and pull it off the horse. And bring it to him. Therefore, he can't do the kinyan. Look at Rashi there. Hoyel the achol hatafus be mosera. The guy holding on to the mosera. Le moshcho bechoach. He can pull it with force. Vina take mirosh hachamor and it'll fall off the animal's head. Vyevienu etzlo and he can bring it to him. To hoyel, why Rashi's telling us why can he do this? To hoyel mirosh hachamor gavoa noach lavia etzlo benetika echad. Because the animal's high, he can whip it off like that, and he can bring it in one shot. And therefore, it's a kinyan, it's a proper hagba'ah. Proper hagba'ah, and that's why it's his. That's what Rabbi Abahu says. Right? Bahad Rabbi Abahu, and look at this is the Gemara like this. Rabbi Abahu, Bahad Rabbi Abahu, but nonetheless, Rabbi Abahu, Barutahi, is a Baruta. And that word baruta should be familiar. What's baruta? Like same as brighter, right? Bara means outside. Oh. What we're saying is he's not. Look at that Mesirat Hashas there. The Gimel, Mesirat Hashas. It says there, firstly, the Bet Mesirat Hashas, he says, Svara Acher, Beduta. Right? He changes baruta to Beduta. This is another Svara that it's Beduta. But then in the Gimel, he says like this, Perush. B'makom she'ta'u chachamim. Chachamim made mistakes. V'lod dibru kalacha, and they said things which aren't halacha. Loratza lignutam, right? Interesting, eh? Don't want to lignot to like, you know, to speak badly about them. V'lomar tau, and use the word tau. Ela amru barutahi, they said barutahi. Klomar daat chitzoniti, it's an external opinion. This aruch erich, and that's on the aruch. Okay, so that's what daat baruta, right? Says for Rabbi Abba, daat barutahi. And why is it a daat baruta? Because if we say what he says, we've got a big problem, right? Daat Beruta, what's the problem? The Ilo Temahachi, if we don't say that he's a Daat Beruta, if we say that he's thinking he's right, then you can whip it off and that's a proper Kinyan. Talit, Shimunachat, Chetzial Gabe Karka, the Chetzial Gabe Amud. Right, by the same token, if there's a jacket or a garment that's half on a pole and half on the floor, and one guy comes and grabs the part that's on the floor, and the other guy comes and he takes the half that's on the amud. So we got shnayim ochsin betalis, but the one picked it off the floor and the one picked it off the amud. Hachinami, the kamekani, we'll say that the first guy he does a whole kinyan. Ubatrelo kani, and the second guy doesn't kone. Why? Hoyo viachol nateku la viachlo. Because the bottom guy on the ground, he can just whip it off the pole and get it. So we'll say, therefore, the other guy has got no rights to it. And we don't say that. No, from up to down, we don't say that. We say, when you're down, you can whip it off like that. That's why you can get it. And it can't be. Elahad rabbi abahu barutahi. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that we can't do it, otherwise, we barutahi. Okay? Look at that kama quickly. Hachinami the kama kani. It's a long Rashi, but I think it's important to read it. You know, okay, forget it. It's fine. Okay, Toshma. Okay, now we're still on this point. We haven't yet proven whether Rochev kone or Rochev not kone. Although I think this last brighter was pretty convincing, right? That Rochev is kone, actually. So it's not like we haven't proven it really. It's just another brighter on Rochev kone. So we see we brought a second brighter now against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rochev lo kone. Right, and here we're seeing two brighter. Toshma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rachu besadeh, Umanhig ba'ir kana. Rabbi Eliezer said like this, if you're riding in a field, right, or you're leading an animal on foot, ba'ir kana, that's the way that you do Kenyan, right? Look at Rashi there, Rachu besadeh, the very last Rashi at the bottom there, second last Rashi. Rachu besadeh, behema shel metzia kone. If you found an animal in the field, you corner it by riding it. Avalo ba'ir. But not if you're in the ear. If you ride it in town, riding isn't a master kinyan. Why not? The time of the forest to come, says Rashi. We'll see later on the reason. Umanhig af ba'ir kane. Eber manhig. Right? If you were manning it, even in the ear, that is kane. V'koshe kain besadeh. So manhig is the best way to corner. We know that, right? Because manhig is pulling it, right? He's making it walk, right? So that's the best way, it works in both places. Shma mina, but here we see Rachuv lechude kani, Rashi tells us. And we see nonetheless that Rachuv is kone where? Besadeh. Rabbi Yehuda says Rachuv lo kone. So the Tanakh comes and says, maybe not in the ear. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say in the ear in the study, no. No. So we see from this that Rachuv is kone. Malibir kane. Hachanami says the Gemara, Manhig baraglav, rat the Rochev. Umanhig ba'ir kana, hachanami manhig baraglav, the rochev. Are we speaking about the rochev? Is manhig baraglav, right? So that's the Gemara's that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, no, it's not a rechiva, a normal rechiva. It's only a rechiva, but manhig baraglav. And that's why it's not the same as a rechiva. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that. The Gemara says, well, a second, ihachi, hainu manhig. If rechiva is manhig baraglav, then that is manhig. And we just said, what did we just say? Rachuv besadeh umanhig ba'ir. If Rachuv is manhig, then what's the difference, right? So Gemara says, no, try gavnei manhig. The same classic answer. There are two types of manhig. One is manhig, Rochev, one is manhig sitting on the ground. The Gemara says, Iyachi Rachuv ba'ir, my time elokani. See, that's the case. Then Rachuv ba'ir, which is manhig baraglav, why is it not kone ba'ir, right? So Gemara says, Abrafakan lefisha ain't darakan shvid adam rikov ba'ir. That's why. Because it's not accepted behavior. Now, Rashi, I'll be very honest with you, I don't understand this behavior, but I don't think we have to, it's behavior, I don't understand it. Rashi says, Ein darkan mishum tzniuta. It's not tsanua to ride an animal in the town. In town, you walk an animal, you don't ride it. So therefore, it's not derech, and you always do a master kinyan in the derech the things are done. So if it's not the acceptable thing to do, to ride an animal in town, then riding it doesn't do a kinyan. I understand why it's not a kinyan, but I understand why it's not sanua to ride.
Is this here because it's crowded?
No, that's something else. We'll see. I think that's just Darashi tells just in a second. So that at the moment says mishum tsniuta. The crowded part is because you might lose the animal. I think Rashi explained that in a second. We'll see now in a second. says like this. Amar Rav Kahana, Nefisha, and Dar Kanshu, Ben Adam, Nir Kov, Ba'ir. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Ele Me'ata, if that's the case, Higbi Arnaki B'Shabbat, you lift up a wallet on Shabbos, right? V'she'ein Dar Kanshu, Ben Adam, like B'ya Arnaki B'Shabbos, it's not normal people to lift up wallet because it's Muktzatz, it's a Dan Mukta. Hachinam, it's not Kanyan, you're telling me it's not Kone. They say, if he did it, Masakin on Shabbos, not Kinyan. Ele Ma'i Da Avid Avid, what he did, he's done. V'kani, Hachinami, Ma'i Da Avid Avid, V'kani. What are you telling me? No derech, etc., etc. So the Gemara said, no. We're talking about mekach b'memkar askim. We're talking about mekach b'memkar when you're actually buying an animal. The amalei kani kederech shebnei adam konin. There he says he makes a t'nai. Do it in the way that a ben adam is kone. In other words, it's part of the t'nai of the maaseh kinyan. The conditions of purchase were that you did it, right? Which, in other words, if it wasn't part of the condition, you'd be able to buy it that way, right? That's what he answers him over there. Ve'irushut harabim hu, right? If it's rishut harabim hu, right? Kani, right? Look here, Markla. I think this is what you were speaking about, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't understand that. Look at Rashi. Rishut harabim kani hu. Why rishut harabim is kone? Ve'ir the derech lirkov sham ve'lo lahanhig, and there you ride and you don't lead it. Why? Pen yipasku ovrei drachim beino lebeino hamato. There, because you're scared that if you're pulling it, people might come in between you and the animal, and the animal could get lost. What is, does that make sense? What he says there?
It says that earlier about the crowded. But
just explain that to me. The crowded. Just read it, please.
Says the Ravad explains that mounting an animal affects acquisition because the animal begins to walk when it feels a person's weight. In the city, which is crowded, the animal would not necessarily begin to walk without.
Okay, I understand. Okay. That's not because of tsniut. That's because of darka, right? In other words, why wouldn't a person ride an animal in the town? Because the animals are nervous, people around, they won't move. So therefore, you're not actually lifting the animal's legs up. And to do a master Kenyan, we learned that you, for shishom hefke, you have to actually lift the whole animal up. Okay, all right. Okay, but adam chashuv kani. The Rashi said, no, if he's an important person, he is kone. You see, David, that's what I was saying to you. I don't understand the idea here. They look at the Rashi. V'adam chashuv ain't darko lahanig b'hema. An important person doesn't pull an animal. He rides an animal. V'derech kavod lirkoval, and he rides it. Af besitma, even if it's in a quiet area, not in a busy street. She'ein b'nei adam sham. There are no people there. V'chein isha she'ein bo koach lechoza b'hema. Also a woman, she's not strong enough, the animal run away, to hang on to it, she can also ride the animal, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a guy's got no kavod, look at Rashi, if there's no reason he also rides it, I don't understand what this is. That's who we're talking to, about Beinoni, he's not a very rich guy. On the other hand, also ain't no bush to lick by him. He's not embarrassed to walk an animal, but I love. And I call your cob, he doesn't ride an animal in an alley or like in a quiet street. Mishum tzniut. Don't understand. Anyhow. So now, Bari Rabbi Lazar, ha'omer l'chavero meshoch b'hem azor, liknot keilim shali. Now we've got a question. So we've seen this whole idea of riding, that riding can call. Now we've got another question. Now we've got a question of if there's keilim on the animal. Right?
When they talk about
sneer,
it's talking about modesty.
Yeah.
But what?
Like
humility.
Yeah, I still don't understand. And modesty, humility, anything.
It's humiliating to lead a donkey.
No, we saw Dafka, he's zilzul, a guy.
Right.
It's only a bane on it applies to. We said a zilzul, a guy who's got no stature, he doesn't care, he can ride. And a rich guy can ride. It's only a guy in the middle who can't ride. I don't know. Okay. Now, by Rabbi Lazar, the question is for us. If he says to you, you say to a guy like this, Meshoch, by pull this animal, liknot kalim shaleah, and to buy the kalim on top. The guy doesn't like this lashon on the question. Liknot, mi amal knei. Did you ever tell the guy to actually buy? You said to him to buy and you want to sell. I'm not actually sure about that either, to be honest. And as the Gemara changes the question and says, Ela meshoch b'hem azu uknei. Pull this animal and acquire, right? Kalim shaleha. The stuff that's on it, mahu. So the animal's got stuff on it, and you only want to do a kinyan, not on the animal itself, only on the kalim. And not the animal. That's the important part of here, right? I think Rashi says that. Right, Rashi says it there. He's not setting in the animal, just the kalim, right? So the question is like this: what is it? Does it help or not? Can you do a kinyan? Can you pull the animal, which is actually a normally a maaseh kinyan to the animal, but he doesn't really want the animal; he wants the kalim on the animal. That's the question. What's like this? Bimahani mashicha dehemel kinyan kalim olok. Does the pulling help it or not? Right? That's the question. So Amar Rabba says as follows: I amar le knei behema v'knei kalim mikani kalim. So Rabbi says, wait a second, you're assuming that if you would sell him the animal and the kalim, that he would be able to buy the kalim, right? That's why you're saying without the animal, can he buy the kalim? Because you assume that if he bought the animal, obviously he could buy the kalim. So now the question is, what about if you don't buy the animal, just the kalim? But who says that if you would tell him to buy the animal, he would buy the kalim as well, right? That's the assumption that you're making. Why wouldn't he be able to do it? Because the chatzer ma'alechiti, right? In chatzer, when you koneh chatzer, when you buy a guy's field, you buy also all the kalim on the fields out of it to do a separate maasek kinyan on the kalim. But this is not a chatzer, this is called a chatzer ma'alechiti. We saw that in Gittin, right? But you threw a get onto the eved. Remember, you gave it to the eved's hands? Yeah. And we said, what was the answer? Remember how we concluded there? We said the eved was kfut. He was chained up, remember? And he couldn't move. And therefore, he was like a guy who wasn't a chatzer ma'alechit. Looks at the same story over here. So how can you even think about it? You know, and if you were to tell me no, it's while he's standing still, also won't help. Why? Anything that which can walk, and if it was walking, it wouldn't kone, even when it's sitting or lying, with standing still or sitting down, also wouldn't kone. So the question of Hilchot Bekfut, we're speaking here about a case where it is completely can't move. Right, look at Rashi, the Vihilchot Bekfuta. Hai de pshita lei de chiyama lei kni behema u kni kalim kani. How there was so obvious to him that he would be able to corner it. Why? Karen Rashi. Bekfuti de pashti lei. It was obviously he was speaking about an animal that's chained up. The dumi de chatzir hu, similar to a yardu. About kani v'chol hechad damrina begmara v'hama rava kok. So basically that was why he thought that it would be able to buy. But it seems that it's not so straightforward. If it's moving around, you can't. But it was Rava who said that you can't do it, right? Because it's a chatzir malechit. So they said to Rava, "Ele me'ata haya malech b'sfina v'kavtzot dagim v'naflu l'toch ha'sfina." A guy's in a boat and what they call the birds, what they call fish, and fish fly over and land in the boat, right? Right. So what? Then you tell me that he can't corner the fish on his boat, because the fish is a chatzir, the boat's a chatzir malechit. So achidam lechatzir malechit v'lo kani. So Rabbi says, no. Rabbi says, don't worry. Amalei svina minach necha. The svina, actually, in reality, the boat isn't moving. The boat's standing still. The water's moving. Right? So therefore, umayehuda kamam tula. So the boat, the boat is standing still. Same thing on Shabbos, by the way. Right? On Shabbos, the boat, you can be on a boat on Shabbos. Because even though the boat's traveling outside of the tchum, you're not out of the tchum, your tchum's in the boat. As long as you're on the boat before Shabbos, you can be on a boat, the boat can carry on traveling on Shabbos for that exact reason. Because we say that the boat is minach naich. The boat's not moving. The boat's the boat's standing still. The water's moving. The boat's on the water and the water's moving. The boat's not moving. But you standing on, it's a good question there, what Mati says. Mati's got a good question. He says if the boat's got an engine, and the boat's moving on the water as well, not just on the water.
Not just an engine, oars as well.
No, I'm saying the understanding
the
here.
The answer is that it's okay.
Yeah, there's another answer, but it's a good question, though. Even forget about oars. We're assuming that the boat, no one's rowing the boat. The boat's sitting and going down, it's in a river. And this river's moving downstream, and you're on a boat. The river's going to take you downstream. So how can we say that the boat's minach naich? We're saying the water's moving and the boat's just standing on still and the boat's moving with the water. But what Matty's saying is you've got an engine, the boat is moving as well as the water.
Yeah, but
so the boat's no longer
move.
Necha.
No, it wouldn't move anyway, even without the engine.
Oh, so that's no, we don't want it to move. Moving is no good, we want it not to move. We want the boat not to move.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, anyhow, let's go. Right? So what's like this? I'm going to have a so now we answer the boat. So he sounds another proof, but it's still this idea of chatzim lechit is a problem. Obviously my subconscious, because I learned it, yes, right? And he threw a get to her, letoch chika or letoch kalata. He threw into like her bosom, or into her, she had this basket, kalata, right? It's like a basket on her head, Rashi says there, kalata. right? Sal she'al rosha, she didn't buy clay melachtavit, she puts all like needles and everything in her basket over her head. Hachinam lo magarish, according to Yudim magarish, we know that she's magarish. That is a kosher get. Says the amalei kalta menachnach. So too, the basket's not moving; it's on her head. She's moving. Veihi the kamasagiyah mitota, and she's the one that's moving beneath him. So in okay, that's it. We finished the first mishnah above metzia. Okay, let's move the last second mishnah.
Mishnah ucha, huh?
Yeah. Eight up him, yeah. Bet gimel dalet hey vav zayin chetet. Right. Hi, Aroche v'agave behema. She was guys riding on an animal. V'ra'ay tametzia, and he sees this thing on the floor. Right. He sees an object on the floor. V'amel lechaveiro tnali. Right. So his friend says to him. He says, "His friend, give it to me." Nakla. Right. So his friend takes it, picks it up. Va'amar ani zachiti ba. He says, "You know what? I'm keeping it for myself." What's the answer? Zachaba. He actually got it, because he did the masik. He picked it up, right? However, im mishenaknalo. If he already gave it to the guy sitting on the animal, amar ani zachiti ba, tchila lo amar klum. He says, "I want it back. It's mine. Doesn't matter. Once you gave it to him, it's his." And look at Rashi explains why. It's brilliant. Look at this Rashi over here. Lo amar klum. Why lo amar klum? Rashi lo amar klum. Why doesn't it help? So let's think for a second, right? Let's take 1 second and think ourselves. Why would it be his? So I would have thought, because we said yesterday that the guy on the horse, the rider, we said yesterday that you are able to makne something to your friend. Remember? You can do a maaseh kinyan for your friend. But we learned then that was only if you had intentions to do it for your friend. And yeah, it seems and like it's right, he's the shaliach, right? So I would have thought, yeah, why is it conning him? Because he did it for his friend. He gave it to his friend. And it's not his. So how can he grab it? That's what Rashi says different. Look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. Da'afilu amrinan ha-magbiya metziya l'chaveru lo kane chaveru. Even if you want to say, according to that man, the Amar yesterday, that said, no, that you can't do a metziya for your chaver. Here, it's still his. Why is it still his? Kevin de'yavilei k'niya mima nafshach. It's his. For true, for however you look at it. It's still his. Mimah nafshach. You don't have to give you two reasons, right? On the one hand, I kanei kama, right? If you say that the first guy, he was koneit, delo mitkaven laknot lechaveiro, right? That even if you would say, no, the guy, when he picked it up, he was koneit, the first guy, ha kanei kama, the very first guy picked it up, and he never had intentions to, even though his friend said, pick it up for me, and he gave it to him, he actually didn't intend to give for him when he did the kinyan. Right, it's still the guys on the horse. Why? Ha yahavei liniyavei matana. Because when he gave it to him, and it was a gift. And you can give a guy a gift. So even though he did the maaseh kinyan, it's his. It's still the guy on the horses. For what? Either because it's a gift, or another reason. He says, or ve'ilo kanya kav. And if he didn't do the maaseh kinyan for himself, right? Mishum de lo haya mitkaven liknot havilei hefker. It was hefker ad demata lide dehait. It came into the guy on the horse's hands. The kanya hai b'mada akram mi yade de kamel shem kanya. Because when the guy gave it to him, the guy, the horse, did the maaseh kinyan from the first guy, and it was still hefker, and therefore he could take it. So any of those two reasons, Rashi says that's why the mishnah is okay. Gemara. Tnan hata. We learnt, right? Where's that bet there? Yeah, in Peah. Right, Perek Daled in Mishnah Tet, and in Gittin, by the way, Yudalef, and in the Gittin as well. Misheli ketz da peya va'amar harei zol leploni ani. Right, you know, peya is when you're collecting, when you're gathering up the stuff for the fields, you leave a bit on the sides, right? You leave the corners, right, for the poor people. Now he says like this: you're busy doing liket. Rashi says it's not the owner himself. Look at Rashi: Misheli ketz da peya adam ba'alma she'eno ba'al sadeh. Not the owner of the field. Somebody else is doing the lekit, is gathering up. Right? Now, why is it not the Baal? Okay, we've got a bit of time. Let's go. It's a bit complicated. But let's see what fits in nicely with the whole level we learned yesterday about zakat and nafsha and etc. Look at Rashi. Yeah? Why is it important that it's not the owner himself? The Iba Baal Sadeh, lo ama Rabbi Eliezer Zacha. Rabbi Eliezer, the owner of the field, is not allowed to be mezakeh to himself, the payer. Why? Because the payer is for the ani. Even if the owner of the field himself is an ani, he can't take his own payah. That's an important halacha. Look here. Deleike lemeimar migod zachir nafshei. We can't say, since he's mezakir nafshei, zakir ani macherim. He can't say that. Why? Dafilu hu ani. Even if he himself is an ani, muzhar, there's a warning, there's azara, shelo lakeit payah misadeh shelo. So an ani himself can't do the kinyan, because we say migod ezake nafshe ezake lechavre. He can't be mezake nafshe, a poor ani. He's not allowed to. So therefore, he can't be mezake to chavre, because how does he mezake his friend? By first mezake himself, and he's not allowed to mezake himself because he's an ani. So it has to be somebody else that's doing this, who's being mezake nafshe ezake ani. Right? Got it? Right? Ked amar b'shchidat chulin lo trakeit laani. The pasuk says, "Lot lakeit lani to what lahazir ani al shelo," and ani himself is not able to do the kitta for himself. So therefore, Rashi says it has to be somebody else. So now, hatam mishli kaita paya ba amar harezul aploni ani, Rabbi Eliezer me zakelo, and now that's why Rashi said it had to be somebody else, because Rabbi Eliezer would not allow the oak himself, the ani himself, to be mezake to himself. Right? V'chachamim omrim yitne ani anim tzarishon, and Rabbi Chachamim says, "No, don't care. You can't earmark it right to one particular ani." Whoever comes first gets it. So Amar Ula Rabbi Yishev ben Levi, Machloket me Ashir la'ani. Right? Rabbi Eliezer Savar, we're talking about Aviyah, Machloket Aviyah is between Ashir and Ani. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Migod Ibai Mafker Nichsei, Babi Ani Vechazilei, Hashnami Chazilei. Right? Umigod Zachin Nafshei, Zachin Nami Dechavrei. Look at the two Migos here. Right? Look what he's saying here. Follow me here for a second, right? What's the machloket? It's about an ani to an ashir to an ani. Because Rabbi Eliezer says like this. Migo, the first migo, that if, what can we say? Miktoch ze, that if he wants to, he can make himself into a poor guy, huh? He can mafkir all his dechasim. So you know what? I'm being mafkir everything and now I'm poor. And if he's poor now, right? Hashtanami chazadeh. He is a poor guy. He can get the right to the... to the payah, and therefore he's mezaket enough, he can make it zaket for him, and mizot migod enough nafshay zaket nami lechavre, and Rabbanan savre no chad migo amrinan tre migo lo amrinan. You can't do this double t'nai. Only one way. You can either decide either you're an ani, and if you're an ani, there's no mezaket to anybody else, or you can be mezaket to yourself as an ashir, and therefore you can mezaket to somebody else. But even from one ani to another ani, if the guy was an ani, a proper ani, he could do it, right? 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 So that was...
Zemigod.
Right, so that was machloket there with Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer said, but hold on one second now, be honest, I'm a bit confused about the Rashi now. Okay, we'll worry about it tomorrow. Amar Rav Nachman Ula, Belei Mamar Me'ani La'ani Machloket. Why are you saying the Machloket is an Ashir to an Ani? Maybe the owner is an Ani and it's an Ani, that's the Machloket. Daha Metzia Kol Ani Me'etzla. It's an interesting thing, because when it comes to a Metzia, right, when you find something on the ground, everyone's an Ani. Right, why is everyone an Ani? Look at Rashi. Look at that Rashi there, like towards the bottom. Klomar hakol ksherim iskot ba'ka'anim bepeya. Anybody can find it. Just like an ani is able to be zoche, the peya, and lost article on the floor, even a rich person can find it. You're considered an ani. There's no limitations on who can find it. All right? Utznan, and what do we learn? Ha'arocheh v'agabe behema. He was riding and he saw that metzia. He saw it on the floor. And we see that a guy can take it. Doesn't matter who he is. Right? Okay, let's stop over here.